to For the Record, our bi-weekly show in which we take one recently released album and discuss it in depth. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. San Francisco time on the world's best internet radio station, BFF.fm, or subscribe to the podcast at ForTheRecordPodcast, all one word, .com. This week we're talking about the third album from Dry Cleaning called Secret Love, and it starts with a song called Hit My Head All Day.
Life, a series of memorials and signals, telling us this or that, telling us this or this, think of that. The objects outside the head control the mind. To arrange them is to control people's thinking.
Are a British band on 480 Records, and this is their third album. As I said, their first two, New Long Leg and Stump Work, got a lot of attention and critical acclaim, and I was certainly aware of them before this record. They never grabbed me, and I feel like I say that a lot, and I should explain that what I mean is I listened to them, and I understood why people thought they were interesting and liked them, but I just never felt compelled to listen to them again. And this album really stuck with me in the way that the other two had not.
Yeah, so obviously they took a bit of a break between records this time, and after working with the same producer for their first two records, decided to shift it up and went with Kate LeBon. And I think it really has an impact here where it's a really full sound. Mm-hmm. And I think for a band that has these kind of prickly instrumentals and a potentially alienating speak singing, I mean, it's not for everyone, even though she sings a little in the chorus here and it almost is a sing-along. And yet to have a production that makes it feel so warm, I think really makes a huge difference. And so this song is like catchy as hell, even as it's really abrasive. The guitar sound gets increasingly aggressive over the course of the song. And then the last 2 minutes, it's like 6 minutes long. So the last 2 minutes are just screeching guitars. It's really crazy.
And the lyrics are very odd. And it's, you know, I take it as wanting to have a life full of rich experiences, but some of them are bad. And, you know, just kind of like I hit my head all day just to get these different experiences. Or also you could take it as like doom scrolling and just being in a place where it's like you're just doing the same thing that you know is going to upset you over and over again.
Well, interesting that Flora Shaw, the lyricist and vocalist, has talked about this song and says this was about manipulation of the body and mind and the far right using misinformation on social media to manipulate people. And yes, that just that lyric is so creepy. Manipulate me, wiggle my arms. It's so distressing and yet engaging. Yeah, it's a fun track about really dark stuff.
And I think what I like about this band and what I really enjoyed about this record is the fact that you can get this kind of odd speak singing and sort of mysterious lyrics, and in the wrong hands, it can come off as pretentious or smarmy or like trying to be funny. But the way that all of the lyrics and the vocal styling and the instrumentation comes together, I think it just is a very compelling effect that makes me want to understand more and like listen to it again and again rather than having it be off-putting.
Yeah, I will say the album is interestingly sequenced. This is the first single, and I think in some ways it's the most, you know, kind of conventionally structured, even though I think it doesn't really have a verse chorus structure. It kind of falls apart even into the second verse. And then we kind of go in successive tracks that get pretty more and more off the rails, and yet they're all fun. And I think that starts right off the track with the second track and second single, which is called Cruise Ship Designer.
I'm a cruise ship designer. I'm striking while the iron is hot. I'm making the most of a bad situation. Cruises are big business. I don't personally like them, but I need to serve a useful purpose. I desire very much a place in society. So designing cruise ships is my pastime and my living and my challenge. Designing cruises is for me a privilege and a lesson, need to do it all the time.
Need to do it all of the time.
Cruise ship designer, striking while the iron is hot.
Striking while the iron is hot.
Making the most of a bad situation. It's a powerful boat for a powerful mind. And I design hotels that cause controversy.
This song throws out most concepts of song structure. There's the barest hint of a repeated chorus of just that cruise ship designer striking while the iron is hot. And other than that, it's just this kind of rambling tale of someone sort of reconciling, like, I'm an artist, but I live in capitalism, so oh well.
Yeah, I have to find a job. And like, I don't personally like cruise ships, but this is what I do.
Yeah.
And I think that is what is so successful about her lyrics and vocal delivery, is that they sound very kind of like rambling and off the cuff, but you can see that they're very carefully placed, and her sense of rhythm is so good. Like, it's she's very thoughtful about how she's saying the words and what she's saying.
Yeah, and you know, in most bands you really think of, okay, we've got bass and drums is the rhythm section, and then guitars and vocals are the melody. And here, yeah, she's way more of a percussive instrument. Although I really have to call out, especially bassist Lewis Maynard. So many of these songs have this really playful bass line. And I think it gives the even some of the songs that otherwise seem kind of weird and otherwise drifting a real sense of pace and rhythm. But yeah, then she's given that extra boom, boom, those really emphasizing certain words in a ways that you don't always expect. Like the emphasis on odd syllables puts you in a very weird mind state, and it's all very disorienting, but also super fun.
And this is one of the few songs that has backing vocals on it, and just the way that they come in, you know, striking while the iron is hot, it just punctuates it so effectively. Like, I think this is my favorite track on this record.
Yeah, it is. A lot of these are really delightful. And again, I appreciated the sense of surprise, because each song kind of seems like, no, we're going to dig in a different direction and go someplace, use these tools that we have to do something unexpected, I thought. And I think right into the next track, where it maybe the pace picks up a little bit, it gets a little more maybe catchy, but still a deep sense of alienation underlying it. It's called My Soul / Half Pint.
I like to sort, move my things around, color coding. Everything has a home in my house, but I don't like to clean. I find cleaning demeaning, but that's kind of a problem of mine. I'm a woman, and I think if I clean, resentment in my soul.
I also want to shout out the other two members of the band, guitarist Tom Dowse and drummer Nick Buxton. I feel like the guitar in this song in particular just really dances around the vocals, and all of the instrumentation comes together in such an interesting way where each person is kind of going in their own direction, but they all coalesce really effectively. And I think it does give them, the style of this band gives them some amount of freedom, because no matter what the instrumentation is doing, as long as Florence Shaw is doing the vocals, it's going to sound like a dry cleaning song. So they don't have to, I think, worry so much about having a consistent sound.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the guitars, and this song is at least credited to have Jeff Tweedy as a guest guitarist, which is sort of the fun synergy of how music happens, that he was a fan of this band. Talked to them after the Pitchfork Fest performance in 2022, invited him over to the studio where Kate LeBon was working with Wilco, and that's how they met Kate LeBon.
That's not exactly the story I heard, but okay.
Approximately the story.
The story I read was that they were playing at a Wilco festival that Wilco had organized, and they said, in lieu of paying us, we'd like to have some studio time at Jeff Tweedy's studio.
I think that happened later. Okay. And so I think this recording probably happened at that studio session. So I think the credits are a little confusing because there's this session. They apparently did some recording in the UK, apparently hung out with Gillaband in Dublin for a while and took some of that work, and then went to France with Kate LeBon to put it all together into this record. So a lot of different influences, and the results speak for themselves. This song is another one that is so catchy, propulsive. It feels like a pop song. And then if you try to decompose it, there's not really a verse. There's not really a chorus. It just kind of builds up and goes off the rails. It has a wonderful bridge, though, that I just want to call out, that just, maybe it's time for men to clean for like 500 years. just so biting and light. Yeah, it's just a delight.
I can't relate to not wanting to clean.
Yeah, she finds cleaning demeaning. We get it.
The thing that I like about all of these songs is that there really isn't any conventional structure. Like, there's not, I know you like to, when you're taking notes, write like, this is the verse, this is the pre-chorus. And I feel like these songs just kind of go their own way. And then sometimes there will be like a guitar solo, and sometimes it'll be just kind of noisy for a little while. And they're very creative with their structures.
Yeah, and it's a testament to their discipline as musicians that they can have these anarchic structures that still feel like songs. And it's a real testament. Yeah. It makes the song super listenable and feel a lot longer than it is, because there's so much packed into these. Mm-hmm. It's like, what, a barely 40 minutes, 11 tracks, and yet it feels like this universe of music. It's really quite something. And I think we get stranger and stranger on this next track for sure. It's the title track, sort of. It's Secret Love, and then in parentheses, Concealed in a Drawing of a Boy.
You start things and then slip away like water down the block hole. You constantly play me all the time. Special messages over drip wires, very thin and invisible.
Strangely, I think actually it's the most conventional song structure, and it also has the vocals really get into more of actual singing. And it's kind of interesting that Florence Shaw has such a low, sonorous singing voice, but then when she leans into melodic singing, it does kind of go to this wispier, but very pretty voice. Mm-hmm. And it really weaves this spell, even as the lyrics are kind of baffling. Not sure what this is about.
But she said that Shaw said that Kate LeBond really encouraged her to do more singing. And I think it works really well on the song because the way the guitars kind of wrap around and create this like curly Q sort of figure. And then her singing kind of wraps around those guitars. I think it works really well together.
Yeah, and there are these just layers of synths. Mm-hmm. And Kate LeBond is credited on synths on a few of the tracks and then is credited as programming on a number of others. So I think just to the extent that there's any electronic elements here, it's probably Kate LeBond, and it really adds so much personality to these songs. Really,
later in the song, it almost sounds like harpsichord, but I'm sure it's just synths.
It just, yeah, or I think it might just be guitars with a hell of processing. Mm. So no, it sounds awesome. It sounds so spooky, and it really weaves a spell. And I think we continue to go into more and more strange territory, at least sonically for me. And just like, what is happening here? It's called Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit.
You see, I'm afraid about my privacy. Can't get me anything bigger than a sample size. Wind up winch legs. It's April. Next stop, Bernini Island. Perhaps someday, even this. Such a short distance. You know. Let me grow, and you will see the fruit. Let me grow, and you will see the fruit. Thank you to me for coming.
Use of the contrast created between the tone of the instrumentation and the mood that's created versus the lyrics. Because it starts out, the song kind of, you know, it's got this beautiful kind of lilting, like sunny day melody in the background. And the lyrics are about kind of just like having a day to yourself and wanting to watch TV or do whatever. But then it sort of descends into this ending that we played where it's like, I wish I had friends, and like, why do people move away from me? Like, there are spiders all over me. And it's just really sad, but it's all done in the same tone. And it really expresses alienation and kind of like a disconnect from one's feelings really well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what's happening, and maybe it's crippling depression, maybe something else, but yeah, where she's having trouble, you know, right now I can make it down the street to get to Panina Island and get a sandwich. And who knows if tomorrow I'll be up for that trip. And so this sense of like, well, I'm celebrating that I was able to make it there, but it is, someone who is barely making it and worried, and just, yeah, the anxiety pervading this is really quite something.
We did spent a fair amount of time Googling what Panini Island was and is it a real sandwich chain, and did not come up with an answer.
It sounds like it is. So
if you live in London and know about Panini Island, reach out to us.
Yes. Anyway, so this is, yeah, a very weird, and another one that's just, it's just a story, it's just this gradual decline. There's this, you know, people move away is kind of sonically different and feels like, oh, maybe this is kind of a chorus. No, it's just kind of introducing more rambling.
Well, and it's sonically different in that part of the song, there's her voice recorded at kind of a distance from the mic or like farther back in the mix. And then it's, you know, then her voice comes in a more forward space, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's spooky, it's weird, and it's kind of coming, we're hitting the middle of the record, and I really do feel like the record ramps up to the increasingly disconnected from traditional structures before then starting to lock stuff back in. And so the next track we'll play continues that journey. It's called Blood.
You show me lost now. I don't want to see anyone anymore. Schools and hospitals and homes. People are worse than you think. There are people who really don't care. Huh? My naivety now. Blood on my skin and hands and nails. And in my eyes as well. I tried to see. Just really welcoming, really understanding, really relaxed and open atmosphere. It's usual to put these things to one side.
Such a great pairing. It comes right after, you know, the Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit, and this feeling of alienation and leading to this person. It starts off the song where seemingly a drone operator just like, I don't know, I'm just blowing people up, whatever. And then kind of here where, you know, people suck. And if you just disconnect your humanity, you can then, you know, these people are renters, you can evict them. And just sort of this person kind of alienating herself from her own humanity to kind of manage in the world. It's pretty dark.
It's about how people just are able to turn away from suffering and just be, you know, kind of ignore it. And how that gives you blood on your hands. And, it's, you know, blood on my eyes and in my hands as well is one of the lines. And I feel like that is very viscerally conveyed by this song. And the drums almost sound like a heartbeat, like the percussion and also the bass kind of form this bass line of the song that is unsettling and also.
Yeah. Well, she's, she talks like blood on my hands, blood on my eyes. And then later on, she's like blood on my hands, my eyes and my dreams.
Yeah.
You'll see. And it's like, it's this terrifying, join me on this just horrible world. And yeah, I think when we started off with Cruise Ship Designer, like, oh, I'm just like compromising my principles to live in a capitalist society. And then we kind of here feel like this natural, dark, dark endpoint of that journey. And woof, it's rough.
And the xylophone, I mean, whether it's a xylophone or synth or whatever it is, it's such a beautiful little chiming note that goes over this these unsettling percussion and unsettling lyrics that I think gives this song kind of a uniquely unsettling effect.
Yeah. So fortunately, we've talked about this kind of descent into darkness. And then the song that, you know, the album does give us kind of a little bit of an upswing into more, I think, slightly more sung, melodic, songy music towards the end. And so we'll play that penultimate track. It's called I Need You.
I'm waiting inside a talcum powder box for you to lift the lid. And discover me and lift me gently into your palm. I need you. My dream house is negative space of rock, the undoing of the black mat. I was born from out the black mat. Jewelry for you, prices these. Sisters waiting to wear their own clothes, waiting. And me, pelican dreams.
I like that this song comes almost at the very end of the record because it's such a shift tonally. It feels personal, and her delivery of the lyrics also feels personal, like she's talking to someone quietly.
Yeah, there's such atmosphere here, I think, Florence Shaw and Kate LeBond are both credited for synths, so you get this real feeling of this cascade of different, just vaguely unsettling but very pretty melodic lines as she's just clearly reaching out. And yet these sentiments are, you know, feel a little dark to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, this notion of just reach in and I'm in this box. Like, yeah. I'm this piece of jewelry for you to take out mm-hmm. to adorn yourself. And so it is kind of sad. And just this image that is my dream house is negative space of rock. And I'm not sure exactly what's there, but it's
that's a cave.
It's so evocative and so much, but it's like, would I call a cave a negative space of rock? I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't, but apparently she would.
No, it's a great turn of phrase and just a testament to that the lyricism here, so unexpected and yet often so revealing, so catchy, so unsettling. And all of these are like sound like negative words, but I found this to be a remarkably re-listenable record. And just the strength of the instrumentals, the polished production.
And they've talked about in interviews how each of them has like gives each other a lot of freedom to do their own thing. So even if they think that a song might be going one direction, then the guitarist will take it in a different direction. And so they're all constantly kind of pushing and pulling on each other. And I think that's what keeps the songs so interesting and creates so much variety even within the space of a single song. I really found myself drawn to this album in a way that I didn't expect when I first listened to it.
Yeah, it's a grower in the best way. And yeah, it just sounds great. It makes you think. And yet a lot of these songs do have a groove. And yeah, all testament again to that rhythm section that the drums and bass really pull you in on so many of these songs, even as your brain is kind of exploding, your heart is along for the ride. And, you know, I described this as melodic. It does get a little more melodic at the end of this track, but I do at least think the final track does go much more in the poppiest song of the record. I was going to say,
it's almost a pop sound.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're just kind of like, yep, we're going to leave you with a little bit of dessert.
Yeah. And
it's not just this heavy, heavy stuff, even if the heavy stuff sounds awesome.
So we're going to go out with that last song, Joy. Again, we've been discussing the third album, Secret Love by Dry Cleaning, and you've been listening to For the Record. Thank you so much for listening.
It's a horror land. Destruction. To make a map of the heart, down your hollow tube, out to find a small flat joy will build a cute harmless world.
Proud member of the BFF.fm podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.